At a shout from Benedict, Nathan and Eisen ran out to the back deck and stopped dead. Like some vegetative anaconda, a vine thrust itself up onto the deck to wrap itself around Abe's middle. Benedict hacked at one cable with his knife. The snake vine was growing incredibly fast. Another cable twined across the desk and shot out tendrils, green and supple, that whipped themselves around Benedict's leg and yanked him off his feet.
No!
Eisen sprang at it. Two guards rounded the corner of the house and another leaped off the roof onto the ground. Abe was down now, with a new tendril wrapped around his throat while others sprouted and began to cover him. Benedict had cut off the ones that pulled him off his feet, but more arrived, trapping his other leg and heading up his torso. The guards and Eisen had knives. Nathan left them to do what they could. It wouldn't be enough. He dodged around them at a run, headed for the end of the deck where the vine arose. Claw could kill anything, but it would die faster if he struck it near the thing's source of power. He leaped off the deck and threw Claw. He landed and swung at a cable, whipping through the air at his head. But though he cut it cleanly, the vine didn't wither. A cable whipped at him from the side, and damned if the thing didn't sprout inch-long thorns in time to rake his arm. Nathan's arm dripped blood, but he felt his healing rev up. This was it. This was when he found out if he was right. Time to put an end to this. Della was in a rare fury. Two male panthers were in her territory, threatening her and her person. It was intolerable and baffling. Males might challenge a female, but they were treating her as prey. She would punish them for this. Kai felt her familiar's confusion as well as her fury. But punishment wasn't going to work. She could see the lattice of intention laced through the two chameleons' thoughts. It was clear what was happening. She formed a thought as firmly as she could and pushed it at Del. They're controlled. Quickly, Kai summoned her gift and reached out to begin removing the alien intention. But the instant she touched the shimmering ribbon, she recoiled, shocked by the sheer power. Then the fast-moving blur of chameleons surged closer, forcing her to dance back. The two males were darting at Del, trying for a quick strike or to maneuver her into leaving an opening, neither daring to fully engage. Although the males were no more than a foot shorter than Del, nose to tail, she must have had nearly twice their mass, and all of it muscle. A few feet behind Kai, Nettie continued drumming. Whatever the shaman was doing left her wholly unprotected. Kai knew the outcome of this battle would be up to Del, but she could watch Del's back. She could stay between the chameleons and the defenseless shaman. She had her blade, teacher's help. She just had to keep her muscles loose and the knife ready, and one of the males collided with Del in a whirlwind of snarls and claws. That let the second male jump in lightning quick, while Del was entangled with the first. Kai stiffened against the need to go to Del's aid, when a dun-colored chunk of the cliff turned into a third chameleon and flung himself down at her. The chameleon sailed over her head. With smooth haste, teacher took over. Kai's upper body twisted, her grip shifting minutely as the knife changed the arc of her strike. The sudden change made for a weak blow, but it did connect. Hot blood spattered her head as she spun into the next position the knife wanted. The chameleon's head was down. Either he'd already latched onto Nettie's throat or was about to, for she was prone now, the drum a couple feet away. No chance for a killing blow from this angle. Instead, Kai's blade sliced the beast's rump, cutting deep into muscle. Even as teacher danced Kai backward, the cat flung himself around and lunged at her. Surely even the best teaching blade couldn't stop 80 pounds of speed and fury when a gray blur slammed into the male. This time, Del wasn't thinking of punishment. As they hit the ground, she headbutted him under the chin, throwing his head up to expose his throat, which she slit open with one swipe. The remaining males launched at her, and now Kai saw that Del was wounded, with one haunch cut to the bone. She wasn't bleeding. Her body was knitting itself back together already, but not quickly enough. Terror for her familiar made Kai do instinctively what she'd recoiled from before. She tossed out caution and training and reached for the glowing ribbons controlling the chameleons. Latched onto them and clung even as the alien power shrieked through her and burned, and she pulled. They broke. The recoil sent her spinning in a dizzy cacophony of movement that had nothing to do with the physical. She spun and spun in a rainbow brilliant with color and pain. A rainbow where, after an eon or two, even sight began to fade. Darkness fluttered at the edges, and she knew, with a sudden bolt of terror, that she wasn't just spinning. Something had grabbed her the way she'd grabbed those ropes. Something was reeling her out and away, thinning her out.